This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, is now available. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
Military theft. Recent headlines show us that Halliburton and Bechtel have plundered the military budget in Iraq, spending hundreds of millions of dollars for which there is no accounting and no auditing. The military even admits that about one-third of its spending in Iraq cannot be accounted for. The Government Accountability Office, the investigative arm of Congress, found that the military budget is regularly padded by billions of dollars to insure against congressional cuts. Corporate contractors have been known to make out duplicate bills to different military agencies, in effect getting paid twice for the same service. A Senate investigation some years ago found that military warehouses were glutted with $30 billion of unneeded supplies and equipment, gathering dust or rusting away. Another $50 billion worth of new orders were in the pipeline or waiting to be spent. Military agencies continued to buy items after they'd been identified as unneeded. On over 1,000 items, the Pentagon has accumulated inventories that will last more than 50 years. In one instance, the U.S. military acquired 53,000 duplicates of a certain machine tool needed for one of its airplanes, a tool with a replacement rate of about 4 a year, leaving a stock that should last 13,317 years. When it comes to defense, it's important to plan ahead. The Defense Department is unable to spend its money as fast as it gets it. It has a backlog of funds of hundreds of billions of dollars. This is not a result of thrift, for no one can throw money around like the Pentagon. It's a result of the lavish expenditures it gets. Item. The Army allocated $1.5 billion to develop a heavy-lift helicopter, even though it already had such helicopters, and the Navy was building an almost identical one. Item. The Navy built a $30 million pier in Honolulu for the USS Missouri after the battleship and other such ships had been mothballed and taken out of service. Item. A review of 39 major projects supervised by the military found serious defects in 32 of them. Contractors repeatedly were allowed to pocket billions of dollars for shoddy work without having to make repairs. Item. The Air Force spent almost $2 billion on electronic equipment that did not work, and $1 billion to correct flaws on the B-1 bomber and make other costly repairs for shoddy work. So shoddy work is really rewarded with supplementary contracts. Many of the B-1s had to be grounded anyway. Item. The country's largest military contractors routinely charge the Pentagon hundreds of millions of dollars in unjustified consultation fees. And one could go on and on. Nobody goes to jail for all of this. Here's the one I like best. Item. Millions of dollars have been expended improperly on military golf courses, restaurants, and officers' clubs, complete with gold-plated chandeliers, oak paneling, and marble fixtures for our military brass. For years, the military service has rigged tests and falsified data to make weapons appear more effective than they actually were. Many of the top defense contractors have been under criminal investigation for fraud or other such charges, but most fraud goes unpunished. Virtually all large military contracts have cost overruns of 100 to 700%. And by that, it means that the price of the contractor states, let's say $10 million, is not the price they're held to. Defense contractors pilfer the public purse on small items too, not just the big things. like the C-5A transport plane, which has a $4 billion cost overrun. And so we get $640 for toilet seats that cost $12 and $5,000 for two pairs of pliers. The tough Pentagon negotiators just give that money to the big rich corporations. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse. You can visit us on the web at lasoundposse.org.